am. Good morning.
You have stories galore, don't you?
I do. I'm from the Critics' Choice Awards last week in Santa Monica, and I posted a picture. I can send you one, too. I can send you pictures.
Dig it.
Show. Cool. I'll start with the most important story. I shook Martin Scorsese's hand.
Ooh.
It was very soft.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Firm handshake. His movie Wolf of Wall Street, I think, caused some current controversy among our listeners.
Right.
Didn't win Best Picture, but Leo DiCaprio won, and standing so close to him, I can tell you he smells like baby powder and the breath of a Labrador puppy.
Wow.
To me, and that's a good thing to
me. What a combo, man.
I met him years ago at this place called the Sky Bar, which used to be like this hip place.
Right.
He was wearing like a baseball hat all incognito, so seeing him in a tux was quite a delight.
Oh, neat. Hi. All right.
So then I see my friend Jen, who's a publicist, and I lean in to hug her and just kind of nod to the cute guy behind her.
Right.
And then I realize, oh, it's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, whoa.
He's much smaller in person.
Oh, okay.
Very cute. Said hello. My friend got seated next to actor Chris Cooper, whom I love.
Yeah.
And one table over is Julia Roberts.
Ooh,
Chris was, as always, sweet, but Julia was surprising because she, too, was being really nice to critics. Like, we all said hi, and she was, like, nice to us and didn't yell at us.
And you don't expect that, do you?
Not from Julia. There's a lot of stories that would say otherwise, but she was great. She looked great. She was not as nice to our MC, Aisha Tyler, who I have to say was one of the most disturbing hosting jobs I've ever seen. Like, for example, she said Meryl Streep's urine is like golden sunlight.
Oh, no.
To Meryl Streep. And then, like, nobody thought it just didn't work, you know. It just wasn't great. So just when I was getting bummed about how far back my seat was,
right.
It was in the very back, this guy came over and announced that our table was chosen out of, like, 200 tables to receive a $2,000 bottle of cognac.
Wow.
Which would mean that each glass, there were not that many of us at the table, each was, like, a $400 sip of cognac.
Then things got better.
So, well, I left for a second to go, you know, try to smell Leo DiCaprio. And when I came back, I thought they'd served it. And I was like, yay, the cognac. And it was actually my date's watered-down Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was in front of me, and I was like, oh, it's the cognac. And he's like, what? It's Coke. So I'm a moron. So they did finally serve it, and I learned a very important lesson.
Yes.
I don't like cognac.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
I drank it.
Wow. Dang.
Don't worry, I drank it.
So it could be even more expensive. It wouldn't matter.
Didn't matter.
No.
And, you know, it made me think, like, I don't know, I never understood, and I know there's people that disagree with this, and that's fine,
right.
But I never understood the idea of, like, a $1,000 bottle of wine.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I don't really I guess I just don't have a sophisticated palate.
It's one of those things. It's kind of like looking at a painting. You know, they could be millions of dollars, and if you don't like it, you don't like it.
You don't like it. I mean,
yeah.
Chicken McNuggets taste good to me. I know they're disgusting.
Yeah, but there you go.
They taste nice to me.
You like them, so there you go.
Speaking of, like, that kind of stuff, I talked about grilled cheese sandwiches with director Steve McQueen.
Hey.
The movie 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture.
Right.
He's very nice. Very English. He's got, like, a Cockney accent.
He does.
He's awesome. He's really nice.
Yeah, he's cool.
Really down to earth. So I will leave it at that.
Wow, just enough.
There was so much more. There's so much more. I'll send you a picture. It's just me, but you'll see what it was all about.
Well, and I know. See, the Critics' Choice Awards, that's your baby. That's your thing. You know, you being a critic and all that, you got to go to that thing.
Well, I go to that, and I got to say, the star, you know, it seems like something they wouldn't want to go to.
Right.
But they do.
Yeah.
They show up. I mean, everyone that was nominated was there. So Leo, I mean, they were all Bradley Cooper.
Sure.
I got to hang with that. I tried to photobomb Jen Lawrence and Bradley Cooper, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, man, there you go.
I'm not good at that.
There
you know, I try.
Well, the SAG Awards? And so do they, it was over going into the weekend. So do they just leave their tuxes on through the Oscars?
So. Yeah, they just go to parties and just hang out and then have someone come do their hair, but they just keep the dress on.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It totally works. And then we've, of course, got the Oscars coming up eventually. And then they all do it again.
Yeah, do it again. Absolutely.
It's
nonsense.
It's fine, but it's ridiculous.
There you go.
I will leave it at that. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler, and I still have Leo's scent.
Yes, there
on
you
my
go.
Shoulder.
Puppies.
It's like, he smelled so good. He really smelled. I think it was his hair gel, to be honest, but he really did smell delightful.
Oh, man. What's that?